So there's been a lot of time now to see the shootout. I'm watching a game the other night where they went through 12 shooters before one guy scored.
Well, that's the other issue.
Right. I think this thing has run its course. Like a fight, people are going to stand up and get pretty excited about the shootout. But now I think they realize that there's a lot of the game that's missing from it. And, you know, the goalies are so, pick your poison here, darn good or overdressed, that the really good goalies, I mean, you look at the percentages of the saves here, and these guys are rolling up tremendous numbers.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I was tired very quickly of the shootout. It was just not unique enough for me. It wasn't, you know, it didn't have the impact that I think it was designed to have. Now, for other people, I understand that's not the case. Here's another factor. Somebody has suggested this, and I haven't thought about it enough to know how I feel about it, but is there anything inherently wrong if, after three shooters each, the score is still tied? That's it? Why do you have to keep going ad nauseum?
You mean officially declare it a tie?
I mean, I understand that the whole premise, you know, where once a tie was fine in the National Hockey League, and the National Hockey League vehemently defended the notion that its games could end in a tie.
Oh, this drives me
crazy. To now, they make the exact opposite argument, that there's no way you can have a game end in a tie. If we have to stay out here all night, we're going to keep this thing going. It does get extraordinarily, not only long, but mundane.
I would love to see that, Bob.
So three and out.
Yes, and if you get to that point, the problem with that is you get to the tie. That will change the point structure, which you want to do. You don't want to have a team with two and another team getting a one. I would like to see you get to that point and both teams get a one, but nobody gets a two, or you get to that point where in the top three, you get a two if you win and the other team gets nothing. Somehow break this up so a team like the Leafs doesn't have as many points as they have with one win under their belt. And three is plenty. And, you know, this, you get this from both sides, from the league and from the fans. We always did it this way.